Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the 4SC Q1 Results Conference Call on the 10th of May, 2012. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I would now like to hand the conference over to Joachim Olofsgård. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon and good morning to the U.S. It's our pleasure to welcome you to today's conference call on 4SC's financial results in the first quarter of 2012. With me on the phone are, as today's speakers, Dr. Ulrich Dauer, CEO, and Enno Spillner, CFO of the company. My name is Joachim Olofsgård. I'm the IR manager at 4SC. Before we start, I would like to remind you that during this call, we may make projections or estimates relating to plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, or services, future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this, I turn the call over to Ulrich Dauer.
Thank you, Joachim. Welcome also from my side to our Q1 results conference call, and thank you for joining in today. Indeed, the successful start of 2012 has been very encouraging for us. It underlines that we are well on track to achieving our objectives for the months to come. The year started with a significant highlight: the presentation of highly promising clinical efficacy data in liver cancer or hepatocellular carcinoma of our cancer drug resminostat at the ASCO Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium in San Francisco. The data of the SHELTER trial is in line with our hypothesis concerning the epigenetic mode of action triggered by resminostat. In our view, the ability of resminostat to prime tumor cells to increase their response towards existing cancer therapies is of enormous clinical relevance. In the second-line setting of the SHELTER trial, the additional administration of resminostat on top of sorafenib led to the successful continuation of the treatment of liver cancer patients who did not respond to sorafenib anymore and thus otherwise would have been left without any therapeutic option. According to the data presented in January, under a resminostat-sorafenib combination treatment, two-thirds of the patients with advanced stages of HCC or liver cancer who did progress based on prior sorafenib therapy achieved disease stabilization at week 12, some even significantly longer. With that, the primary efficacy endpoint of this trial could be achieved ahead of time also for the resminostat monotherapy arm. We look forward to report on the final study results of SHELTER during the course of this year. With this data, we are now holding talks with regulatory authorities and potential partners to prepare a registration trial in this indication with the goal of market approval for resminostat in HCC patients who no longer respond to sorafenib. In our view, this indication is an area of tremendous medical need and significant commercial potential. Our goal is to initiate this registration trial with a partner in the first half of 2013. In this context, we are delighted that the Taiwanese Patent Office granted us the key patent for resminostat. Other Asian patents are due to be granted soon in South Korea, India, and Philippines. These patents strengthen our market position in the Asia-Pacific region, which, in the indication of liver cancer, is highly relevant. The enhanced patent protection in these growth markets, together with our existing patents in the core markets of Europe, the United States, and Japan, we see good chances to further advance the progress of our talks with potential partners. Our partnership with Yakult Honsha, a market leader in gastrointestinal tumor indications in Japan, is an important element in our global development strategy for resminostat. This strongly validates the commercial potential and clinical potential of our lead oncology product. Also, for vidofludimus in autoimmune disease, we published new, highly promising data at the ECHO-IBD conference in Barcelona in February 2012. In preclinical models for inflammatory bowel disease, we confirmed the broad potential of vidofludimus as efficacious therapy. The results, in particular, confirmed the anti-inflammatory potential by selectively suppressing cytokines such as IL-17A and F, and are in line with our phase 2A entrance study data, showing high efficacy signals in patients suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The key value drivers for our business are and remain to be our advanced affinity compounds and the further maturation towards approval. Our long-term success, however, is also built on our historical key strength in research as well as on our ability for a solid financing of the company. To this end, we focused our entire early-stage activities into a fully-owned subsidiary, 4SC Discovery GmbH, which started its operations with the beginning of this year. We expect to benefit from the opportunities offered by the growing trend for global pharmaceutical companies to outsource research projects to specialized biotech companies. Here, our objective is to use a strong business unit to consolidate 4SC's many years of experience in drug discovery to drive the generation of additional revenue. With that, we want to ensure to increase our financing options while reducing the company's dependency on capital market financing. By focusing our resources on our core products, rosminostat and vidofludimus, alongside with our most promising clinical phase 1 stage assets, we are continuing to develop our business along a value-oriented trajectory. With that, I turn the call over to Enno for the financial.
Thank you, Uli, and welcome everyone also from my side. Thank you for attending the call. I will now present the IFRS-based key financial figures for the first quarter of 2012, which ended on March 31st, 2012, and so far no unscheduled or unforeseen financial relevant issues occurred also during the course of the year until today. As a reminder, and just as Uli mentioned already, 4SC Discovery GmbH started its operations at the beginning of this year, and all relevant employees, assets, equipment, and know-how have successfully been transferred to 4SC Discovery GmbH to make it a fully operational unit and company. This company is 100% subsidiary of 4SC AG and thus will be fully consolidated. Therefore, you will find today's report and also in all future versions of our reports a consolidated version summarizing and describing operational activities of 4SC AG group consisting of 4SC AG and 4SC Discovery GmbH. In addition, you will also find a newly established segment report within the notes describing two operative segments. On the one hand side is the development activities being reflected mainly by the 4SC AG, and on the other side, drug discovery and collaborative business activities being reflected by the 4SC Discovery GmbH. The quarterly report was once again reviewed by the KPMG auditor, and in general, all numbers are in line with our expectations or even slightly better. Now, some statements on the income statement for Q1 2012. Here, nothing really complicated is to be reported in respect of the first quarter. Revenue rose to €365,000 compared to €0 in Q1 2011, and there's two main drivers. First of all, we have deferred income from the Yakult partnership, which we started last year in April, as well as we achieved a milestone in March under a previously concluded research cooperation with Sanwa. The operating expenditures stood at €4.2 million compared to €4.8 million in Q1 2011, which indicates an almost 13% decrease of costs. And the major reason for this reduction was a clear decrease of R&D spendings, coming down by 21% from €3.7 million to €2.9 million. And as clinical trials, they still make up the large part of our operational expenses, and due to the successful completion of several trials, R&D costs fell quite significantly compared to the first quarter in 2011. As a consequence of the increased revenue and the reduced spendings, both the operating loss and loss of the period also improved by around 20%, bringing the net loss down by 1 million euros to minus 3.7 million euros. This also translates into about 25% improvement of earnings per share, being reduced by 3 cents down to minus 9 cents per share in Q1 2012. Now some insights on the balance sheet. As expected, and mainly as a direct outcome of the loss of the period, which is recognized on the accumulated deficit, 4C's equity reduced by close to 16% down to 19.9 million euros. And again, the same effect is the main driver for the 13% reduction of our total assets or total equity and liabilities respectively, which melted down to 27.8 million euros coming from 31.8 million. As liabilities decreased not as significantly as equity, we can also observe a slight reduction of 4C's equity ratio, declining by 2.4 percentage points to 71.5%. Remaining funds stood at close to 12 million euros at the end of the operating period, which indicates an average monthly burn rate of about 1.3 million euros in the first quarter of 2012, and this reflects a 5% improvement compared to the comparable Q1 in 2011. The forecast for 2012 in total remains unchanged. So in total and based on the current forecast, we still anticipate a monthly average burn rate of 1.2 million euro, which clearly should get us into early 2013. And as already indicated by the Q1 report as just presented, R&D spendings for 2012 and also 2013 are expected to be slightly lower than in 2011. The number of our employees reduced by headcount, or in respect of headcount, by 6 compared to the end of 2011, and we are now 90 employees. Last but not least, let me give you some comments on the shareholder structure and trading of the share. We were very delighted to learn in February that Roland Oetker reported to have crossed the 3% line as ownership and as a new major shareholder of 4C, which is also relevant according to the Securities Trading Act, of course. And to our knowledge, all other major shareholders remained unchanged. 4C's free float now is reported at 26.4%. And the share price and the daily trading volume took a very positive turn in the reporting quarter, while 4C started the quarter at a share price of 1.28 euro at the Xetra market. Market close was at 2.60 euro at the end of the reporting period, resulting in a market cap of close to 110 million euros. The average daily trading volume at all German stock exchanges increased significantly during the reporting period, going up to more than 84,000 shares compared to an average daily volume of more than 43,000 shares during the fiscal year of 2011. Both positive effects, of course, were very strongly supported by the positive HCC data in January of this year. And having said that, I thank you for your attendance and would like to hand back to Uli Dauer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Enno. After the reporting period, positive news flow continued, in particular with our subsidiary 4SC Discovery. We are pleased that 4SC Discovery, just 3 months after commencing operations, has entered into its first research collaboration with a high-profile partner, Henkel. In addition, with a marketing alliance with our partner, Crelux, a leader in protein production and structural biology, we are able to even extend our broad offering in drug discovery. Finally, we earned a milestone payment from our Japanese partner SKK, resulting from a research collaboration in 2005 with the goal to identify potent, safe, and novel molecules in metabolic diseases. Consequently, the milestone payment has been passed through to 4C Discovery. We are looking forward to announcing additional research partnerships since we feel that this business got already very good traction. With this, I'm coming to the anticipated events for 2012. In our clinical development efforts, the key focus will be the completion of the SHELTER trial with Tosminostat and the preparation of a registration trial, including meetings with regulatory bodies as well as potential partners. We expect to report on final data of the SHELTER trial during this year. We also expect our partner Yakult to embark on clinical development in Japan with Tosminostat soon, and we will certainly keep you updated on progress there. Based on the newly presented data for vidofludimus in IBD, we are completing our preparations for a phase 2b trial in Crohn's disease, which we plan to be able to start beginning of next year, and we continue our partnership discussions. During this year, we intend to complete and report on data from two phase 1 trials in oncology with our candidates 4SC202, our second epigenetic asset, as well as with 4SC205, the only oral EG5 kinesin inhibitor in clinical development. With this, we intend to create new options for promising phase 2 candidates and partnerships. Finally, I want to take this opportunity to thank the chairman of our supervisory board, Dr. Jörg Nehrmann, for his long and intense commitment to 4SC, first in the role of an investor and later on as supervisory board member. As you will know, he informed us to step down from 4SC supervisory board effective 31st of May for personal reasons. Our deputy chairman, Dr. Thomas Werner, will chair the board until a new chairman is elected. I'm also thanking Jörg on behalf of the entire 4SC team for his tremendous dedication to 4SC as a friend of the company. I'm sure Jörg will continue to follow the developments at 4SC going forward with great interest. Now with that, we are concluding and open the call for your questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. The first question comes from Ulrich Horwald of Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Great. Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I've got a question in regard to the coming ASCO event. Can you give us some hints what we can expect from your side at this event, please?
Well, I mean, we are certainly aware that the ASCO is one of the most important oncology conferences worldwide, and it's important, you know, always to expose ourselves with data at, you know, such conferences. I'm sorry that I can't be more precise than that. We certainly have ASCO on our agenda.
Yes, okay. So there could be a positive surprise, also, even if you can be can go further in detail, or how can I understand this?
I really can't comment on.
Okay, great, thanks.
The next question comes from Sakin Soni of Kempen & Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. My question is regarding the partnership development. Can you please share something? How is that front going on, both on Tosminostat and vidofludimus? And is there more positive development than what you were thinking or the stage you were in at full year results? And then my second question is regarding conferences. Following up on that, ASCO, are there any other major oncology or rheumatology or conferences where you are going to present the data or further more data on Tosminostat or vidofludimus? Thank you.
Sachin, thank you for your questions. To your first one, we have very good momentum with respect to partnership discussions with both of our lead compounds, vidofludimus as well as Tosminostat. Certainly, I mean, the data which we published for Tosminostat beginning of this year, as well as the new data on vidofludimus mode of action, certainly added to that. So the negotiations, discussions are, you know, very encouraging for us. As far as the conferences and potential contributions are concerned, I mean, we certainly will responsibly inform about, you know, any new data which we are going to present on those conferences. Again, this is a crucial part of our business to expose ourselves to those conferences with new data, and can expect contributions on various conferences with Vido Flutimus as well as with the Risminister data during the course of this year.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. We have no further questions at this time, sir.
Okay, then I'd like to thank everybody for joining in, and we look forward to updating you on important developments. Thanks again, and have a nice rest of the day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the 4SC Q1 Results Conference Call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.